Welcome back, everyone, to the show. It's been a while. I'm back to studying at the library, so if you hear some birds out here, that's why. But I wanted to update you with some insights I learned this week. So one thing I realized is I had this friend who I held on to very closely, and then at one point we just parted ways. And that really brought me down for a period of time. But lately I noticed my friends started coming back and appearing in my life. And this kind of brings up this concept of just going with the flow. Just letting things happen, and if people or things want to be in your life, they'll make an effort to be there. And with life in general, I believe this concept has numerous applications, because we're constantly developing new relationships, new friendships. We're building new bonds and purchasing new items each day, getting things that make us feel happy or enjoy our existence in this world even more. But the reality is that we won't always have these things. We won't always be able to... Oh, I feel cold coming on. I won't keep this too long, but I'll get to the point. If we hold on to things too tightly, it'll be so difficult to let go. So that's my advice to you guys. Don't hold on to things too tightly. Focus on yourself. Focus on what you have to do. And the right people, the right things will start coming into your life. You may not get it the first time. You may fail many times. But eventually the world has a way of working things out. And then when those things come back into your life, then the choice comes back to you. Do you act on it? Do you pursue it? Because my friend coming back to me, or appearing back in my life, was an opportunity to reestablish old connections, or to even just spend time with your friend, making sure that bond stays built, and rebuilding a sense of trust and rapport with different friends. As I go into this week, I'm going to seize a few opportunities to spend time with my friend, and I'm going to try and rebuild or rekindle old relationships and friendships. A lot of times, life can throw us curveballs, but if we know how to react and just go with the flow from there, even if our reaction ends up in failure, we'll find our way. The world has a way of making that happen. So an update on some things I've been doing this week. It's been overall a very relaxing week. I've said no to many things. I've been practicing that principle, saying no. If you guys know me, I'm a fan of the anime Boku no Hero Academia. And they had the last movie showing for their latest movie last night. So my friends wanted to go, and I just had to say no. I had to focus on myself, which was difficult. And I know that some people could possibly struggle with the same thing too. So don't be afraid to say no. It really does open up some time back to yourself. I woke up this morning. Another benefit I found is, maybe this might help someone out there, but exercising every day. I know it can be difficult, but even just showing up and spending at least 20 minutes, 5 minutes on a treadmill has been shown to really improve, at least for me, improve my mood and my confidence and my happiness when I look at myself in the mirror. I feel like I'm growing, so maybe you guys might benefit from that. And another thing is, I spend at least a few times a day watching a couple exercise workout videos for proper form, proper exercising and building muscle. So one thing I learned from one of these videos is proper squat form, proper lifting. I usually don't lift too heavy, but after watching a couple YouTube videos, it really does encourage me to increase my weight, you know, increase how much I'm lifting so that I can become stronger each day. So I encourage you guys to do that. Challenge yourself each day. Grow in your physical and mental capacity. You want to be physically strong, mentally strong, and build strong relationships. So that's kind of the theme for this episode. So I recommend you keep trying to grow, guys. Don't forget that. It's a beautiful morning, so I'm just going to just dive right in. Oh yeah, one thing I also learned for when I have a lot of tasks to do in the day, I would open up my calendar app, and usually on calendar apps there's like a notes section where you can put information. So I would usually break down tasks in the notes section of a calendar of a event I scheduled. Say I scheduled study at the library. I would break that down. What am I studying at the library? And then break that down even further. What am I going to do to start studying for that thing in the library? Am I going to read the first chapter? Am I going to revise my notes? Doing these small things. Going over some flashcards. You know, break it down. Make it digestible. Make it chewable. So that you're able to handle more information. So I'm going to hopefully try and get over this cold, so I'll keep this episode short. Hope you guys learned something here. I haven't been blogging lately. I'll try to jump back on that after I finish studying. Probably at the end of the day, I'll try and whip something out. I'm going to rebuild some friendships. Hope you guys rebuild some of your old friendships too, if the opportunity comes your way. Don't rush things. So I wish you guys good luck. And as always, stay awesome. Peace.